Helping Hands Press and narration by George are pleased to present Summer in Sweetland, Volume 3, Never Too Old. When this book was first released, it hit number one hot new release in several categories in 24 hours. There is a humanity, heart, and humbleness to this story that I've not read in quite a while. This sweet romance hits home in a number of ways. Celia and Homer Evans have their hands full with six adoptive children of their own, one of whom is in juvie, accused of two crimes. Still, their hearts go out to teenagers in a group home who would love to have forever families, and to the other teens incarcerated at juvie, along with the juvie teens' parents. Will the Evers' desire to help and their faith be enough to surmount the hurdles to helping? Reviewers write, the story may be fiction, but it rings true to the point I had tears streaming down my cheeks. KCG writes, this is a heartwarming story of what God can do with people who are willing to be used by Him and have open hearts. Let's hear a sample from Summer in Sweetland, Never Too Old. Your narrator is George Taylor of Narration by George.
What's up? Celia Evers asked breathlessly. She balanced her cell phone on her shoulder while she shut down her computer and grabbed a couple of files to take home in preparation for the next day's court hearings. Glancing at the clock, she winced, realizing that it was already almost 7.
The sky, last I checked, her husband said.
Homer, you're the king of corny jokes. Seriously, I know I'm running late, but I'm leaving now. I promise I won't be long.
Yeah, I've heard that before, Homer Evers said. I was calling to ask if you could pick up Rocky and CJ at the Y. They wanted to stay for the free swim time after their classes, but I had to get home and get dinner going. Sammy's nose is running like a faucet, so I hate to take him out again if I can help it.
Okay, sure. Did you leave your cell phone with Rocky so I can call them, or do I need to park and go inside?
Celia flicked off the light to her office and bumped the door closed with her hip, striding across the street toward the parking lot the Department of Social Services shared with the county courthouse and jail. You'll have to go inside. Sorry. I let Dev take the phone. He's doing a school project at the library, and I wanted him to call before he starts walking home. And by the way, when you get home, Jackie wants to talk to you, says it's important.
Driving toward the YMCA, Celia wondered what her 17-year-old daughter wanted to talk about. It must be seriously important, she mused, because getting Jackie to open up had been like pulling teeth. She liked to talk, but not about her feelings, something not uncommon among children who experienced early life trauma.
Dad says you want to talk.
Celia was too impatient to wait for Jackie to begin, so she jumped in while she filled the sink with soapy water.
Yeah, it's about my friend Wendy. You know, the girl on the track team? The one who's really good at hurdles?
Jackie had a way of making nearly everything that came out of her mouth sound like a question.
Sure, I remember her. She's really something on those hurdles. Well,
Jackie was clearly struggling to find words, so she finished drying 3 plates before continuing. Then the words tumbled out in a torrent.
Mom, you know how you're a social worker? Well, you gotta help, please. Wendy is super smart, and you know, she wants to go to college, right? But she told me today she's flunking English and gym. Gym, she's a track star, right? Mom, how could she flunk gym? She told me she's flunking on purpose. You know, it doesn't make any sense.
When Jackie paused for air, Celia asked,
You're right, Jackie. It doesn't sound very sensible. Did she say why she's flunking those classes? And what makes you think she needs social work help? Well, the thing is, Mom, she lives at that group home, the one out by the cemetery. She hates it there, Mom. I mean, she tells everyone it's cool, but, you know, I guess because I'm adopted, she, like, tells me how she really feels, you know?
Oh, I see. Now it's beginning to make sense. I imagine she's scared about what will happen to her once she graduates. She'll have to leave the group home, and if she doesn't have a family, she's probably worried she won't have any place to go.
So if she flunks a couple of classes, she can stay in high school in the group home one more year before facing an uncertain future. Does that sound about right? Yeah, Mom. See, I knew you'd understand. Can you talk to her?
Jackie surprised Celia with a rare hug.
Maybe we could invite her over for dinner? I can't be her social worker, Jaxter. I'm sure she already has one. But we can get to know her a little better, and we can help her form some connections in the community, so facing her graduation won't seem so scary.
That's a sample from Summer in Sweetland, Volume 3, Never Too Old, by Kathy Messias, Ann Baxter Campbell, and Sue Badeau. Your narrator is George Taylor of narrationbygeorge.com, available from Helping Hands Press, myhelpinghandspress.com.